Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this month's episode, you asked us, what can I do to be more emotionally intelligent? Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be back here with you, my two partners in empowering people. And of course, with our vast unseen audience, I know you're out there, I can hear you breathing, on track, the Road Ahead Cafe, our online self-care pit stop for solopreneurs to refuel ourselves and to retool our lives. And you'll always find a different episode of our podcast each week here online. Yeah, we know as solopreneurs like us, you guys are always taking care of others, thinking of others, and often taking no time to thinking about yourself, about how you as a person are doing. And that's why you want to use a resource like Track. Members step out of work mode here for a minute or two each day, and they just quickly scroll through the posts on our feature called The Latest. You're just looking for something that catches your attention, that might be the thing that helps you level up today just a little bit, moves you just a little bit closer to living your best life now. On Track, we prioritize resources that are brief, useful, and actionable, and we want to use less effort to accomplish more. And we don't want to put our life on hold while we go for the gold. So what we have for you today is our take on emotional intelligence. Three unique perspectives from three real-world people, all in under 30 minutes, and I'll be back in a flash to kick us off with my silly ideas on the subject. Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. Frank, what do you have for us today?
Well, what can I do more to become more emotionally intelligent, besides, of course, becoming a member of the Road Ahead Cafe community, the glorious place to be, as Peter just pointed out. Before answering that question, of course, we must know more about what emotional intelligence is all about. In episode number 40, Book Talk, I talked about the book written by Daniel Goleman in 1995, some time ago, but still holds a lot of value, called Emotional Intelligence, Why Can It Matter More Than IQ? That was a groundbreaking concept. The concept of emotional intelligence could even be more important than IQ when it comes to success in life, Goleman says in his book, and later, of course, in a lot of talks he has held. In this episode, I quickly give you a recap of emotional intelligence, followed by some suggestions on how to give you IQ a boost. Do you want to know more? Stay tuned, or you won't regret it. Rick.
Great stuff, Frank. This is what I'll be sharing today. Emotional intelligence is the good stuff. I'll tell two stories of how I found this awareness in my life and how it impacted everyone around me. Peter, what do you have for us, buddy?
Hey, thanks, Rick. So in a battle, there's an incredibly powerful tool that can mean the difference between winning and losing. It's called military intelligence. If you have good military intelligence, you'll understand how your opponent is thinking and feeling. And if you know that and you know your own situation, you can get your best outcome. And the equivalent of this powerful resource in our ordinary life is called emotional intelligence, or sometimes EI. It helps to recognize the emotional state of those you engage with, and also to recognize your own emotional state. At the Road Ahead Cafe, I often say life is like a road trip, but you're not the driver. Your conditioned brain is the driver. It's the equivalent of an automated driving system. So I call it auto for automated. You see how that can see how clever that is? Yeah. Thank you very much. Research shows that when we self-distance from our negative emotions and thoughts, we're better able to manage them. So when I notice that I feel stressed or I feel frustrated or whatever, I stepped back from that noise and I attribute it to my automated decision-making system, auto, saying something like, auto's upset. I find this really useful. As I go through my day, I might notice the change in flow. You know what I mean? It's like I'm going along and everything's fine. I'm doing my thing. And suddenly something happens. Sometimes it's a thought that occurs to me or a memory. Sometimes some moron who hasn't mastered the turn indicator when he's driving. But now it feels like it's me who's angry, but it's not me. Research shows that Otto is the one who judges a situation as good or bad before we even consciously notice it. And when he or she judges it as threatening in some way, that triggers a release of chemicals that wash through your body. And that's what you're feeling. You call the feeling anxious or angry and stuff, but you're feeling what Otto is thinking and feeling. And I can honestly say, I feel that Otto is upset. Now, I don't consider that having those feelings or acting like an idiot because of them diminishes me, my value as a person, because it's not me. It's Otto, the conditioned brain. And I don't criticize Otto either, because I know it's not his fault. His judgments are just the result of the way he happened to get conditioned over the course of our life. Research tells us that we're terrible at self-care. We find it easier to be compassionate about the failings of other people than ourselves. And that's another reason why knowing what thoughts and feelings originate within your brain and then personifying your brain, as I've done, calling him Otto, is helpful. It takes the stress off you and makes it easier to practice compassion, because it's like you're talking to another person. And then organically, that spreads outwards to other people. When you're compassionate with yourself in the third person, you begin to become compassionate with other people. When you say something like, I hear you, or I feel you, Otto, and then you add, and that's okay, or I can see why you might feel or think that way, you're showing compassion. You don't have to support your brain's judgment or approve the actions it took, like punching the other fellow in the nose. You just have to understand that it feels justified, and you're aware of that, and you're aware that it feels that. So how do I help Otto, my brain, get back on track when it gets detoured by negative emotions? Well, this is the weird thing. You don't have to do anything, at least anything more than just look at something else. Research says that the chemicals causing those emotions that you feel, right, they'll flush out of the body within 90 seconds if your brain, Otto, doesn't go on to something else or loop into the same thing over and over. So one of the things people do commonly to distract themselves from those thoughts that are triggering the chemicals is focus on their breathing. It doesn't have to be your breathing, but some people use that. They just notice it coming in and going out. Or if they want to get a little more involved, maybe they breathe in to the count of four, hold for the count of four, exhale for the count of four, hold for the count of four, anything along those lines. But you could use almost anything to distract you. Each Friday on Track, we have Track Magazine with AI-curated self-care and well-being articles. And these are always filled with great insights and guidance. And you can browse through them at your leisure. And you're bound to find a few on developing emotional intelligence with suggestions and that. And the subject also sometimes comes up. I've seen it in those TED Talk videos. And we always have a different one of those every Tuesday. And they're always selected by being under 15 minutes. So if you're having a coffee break, you can watch one. So if you want to know more about this sort of stuff, do check out the resources we have for you on Track. Rick?
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Frank, what do you got, buddy?
Daniel Goleman's model of emotion intelligence was not the first one, actually, but he started to talk about it and wrote that book. And it includes the following five skills: self-awareness, you know your emotions, strengths, and weaknesses. You know what your values are and what drives you and what the impact is on others. Number two, self-regulation, controlling and or redirecting disruptive impulses and moods. Motivation, number three, relishing achievement for its own sake. Four, empathy, understanding other person's emotional makeup. And number five, social skills, building rapport with others to move them in a desired direction. As a change facilitator, I coach many people and teams to become more emotionally intelligent. Recently, I was at a Fortune 500 company that wanted to create a mentoring program. Together with a colleague, we led a program and a workshop about this topic with 35 senior managers attending. EQ plays an essential role in effective mentoring, they discovered. That was not a surprise to us. Of all the five aspects, self-awareness is indeed the most important one, because if you're self-aware, you know your emotions, strengths, and weaknesses. You know what your values are, you know what drives you, and you know what the impact is on others, Goleman stipulates. If you want to be a great mentor to junior colleagues, for instance, we said during the workshop, you have to be a good mentor to yourself first, in order to be that for other people. So self-awareness is key. Self-awareness is the quality to be awake and present in the moment. What do you mean, Frank? They said. Well, you just look and listen to what is happening right now. Well, you are listening to us, for example. You observe, you don't judge, you don't condemn. You observe, you look, you listen, you feel. But that's nice, Frank, but I can't stop thinking, you may say. Look at it this way. Your thoughts are like clouds in the sky. They come and they go, don't they? You are not attached to one of them, are you? I don't hope so. You observe, you look, you listen, and you feel, and you're gradually moving to another direction. You become a witness to what is happening. That's what's happening to you. For example, you are waiting in line for a checkout and suddenly someone pushes in front of you. What's your first reaction? Anger? EQ aspect number two refers to self-regulation, controlling and redirecting disruptive impulses and moods. But in order to regulate your impulses and moods, you have to do something else. Well, what could that be? You have to become a witness first. With that, I mean, you have to look at yourself standing in line from a distance. You have to become a kind of observer, curious, open-minded bystander. As you are that curious, open-minded bystander that's witnessing you in this situation, ask yourself the following three questions. First, what is happening to me right now? In your mind, you describe what is happening in the moment. In this case, I see a person pushing in line in front of me. Number two, what do I feel right now? I might feel anger or whatever other negative emotion. Observe, don't judge. Number three, where do you feel anger in your body right now? People have hot spots where they feel anger. They may be in their neck or their eyes or their breast or whatever, getting, you know, grinding your teeth, clenching your hands, creating tension in your chest, things like that. Just be with that for a moment. Don't push it aside. Just be with that for a moment. Remember, you left your opinions hanging on a branch in a tree, didn't you? I hope so. If you do this just for a moment, you will feel your anger slowly getting less and less. If you are at that point, you pass the marker. Congratulations. You are not reacting to what is happening. You look, you observe, you listen, and you feel. Now, listen. Now you can choose a response because you have an inner freedom to do so. That's being really emotionally intelligent, creating that inner space, that inner freedom to choose a response and not being directed by an impulse. In this way, you boost your emotional intelligence. Self-awareness is key to live in balance. Self-awareness is key to living in balance, and it's the backbone of emotional intelligence. Rick, what about you? You're an emotional intelligent guy. I always thought.
Terrific stuff, Frank.
Yeah, he's like a professor. He's amazing.
Wow. So what I want to share with you today is when I was around 13 years old, I had a girlfriend whose mom, her name was Jill, and She really pointed out my gifts. I was a young kid. I didn't really know any better. I never really thought about that. So she gave me that self-awareness that you both talked about. She said, "You're such a great guy, the way you treat my daughter. And, you know, you have so many talents, you know, athletic." And we used to bake cookies in the kitchen from scratch. So I was a great baker. And here I am learning all these things about myself and this self-awareness, which I never had before. My dad, right around that same time, started teaching me to write estimates in the auto body shop. So I was talking to customers and presenting these estimates. And so I got social awareness. And it was like a self-management type of moment. And still, even at that young age, as a young, you know, brand new teenager, both led me to relationship management. And that really helped me a lot. My emotional intelligence really started to develop at that point because people had confidence in me. I was really good at both, and I was good at relationships. And so this kind of translated not only with girlfriends and friends and customers, but then later on in my life with my wife and my kids, my business partners. And so I was able to develop that. And so I think, you know, what I would remember and what I would share with you is if you're working with any young people today, get them involved and get them the confidence that they need. This is where you really develop that emotional intelligence. Now in Master Networks, in this podcast, in Track and the Road Ahead community with Beamer in my dental spa, I'm able to do so many things because people believed in me at an early age. So confidence is such a big factor in developing that emotional intelligence, being able to take chances, being able to do things, developing my leadership, growing as a person, responding versus reacting. You know, you talked about that, Frank. And then really learning patience. Another story was I worked with this internet guy first when the internet first came out. We had a 96 baud modem in our house and in the office, and that thing would screech when it was turning on. And there was this kid, Greg. He was one of the techs at WestNet, which was in Mamaroneck and Harrison at the time. And they were the first internet service provider in Westchester County. And Greg taught me patience. He taught me about working with people, especially in the early days of the internet. And I remember Greg giving me my first technical experience. And he said, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step." It was in the bottom of his email. It was his email signature. And so I learned a lot from Jill and Greg about building my own emotional intelligence. And I thank both of them. Peter, your final thoughts.
It's great stories. And it's interesting that your life can always be used as a resource to talk about these type of subjects. And I think there's no more authentic way to do that. So if you're noticing that the days flow, and I don't mean that in the psychological flows, I just mean, you know, things are going along fine, like it is here before it turns into a disaster, has been affected by negative feelings. If you notice that flow has been affected by negative feelings, that is emotional intelligence. And if you're able to self-distance from those feelings by, as I do in my case, attributing them to a third party, I attribute to the brain, auto, that is emotional intelligence. And if you're able to be compassionate with your brain, having these fears and feelings, that too is emotional intelligence. You take the time out to care for others, take the time out to care for yourself, get on track and get on track to living your best life. Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, your final thoughts.
My final thoughts. What can I do to be more emotionally intelligent? What we have seen, self-awareness is the key to live in balance, and it's the backbone of emotional intelligence. If you want to be more emotionally intelligent, become a witness to a stressful situation that you're in at this moment. And as a witness, you can ask yourself three questions. What's happening to me right now? Number two is, how do I feel right now? And where do I feel that in my body right now? You become aware, and that's the whole thing. Then wait and the stressful feeling will become less and less you'll be gradually feel more and more inner freedom arising. That's a goal of being emotionally intelligent. You will respond in a kind way, in an emotionally intelligent way. And that's why we have created the Road Ahead Cafe community. We invite you to join our solopreneur community, your self-care pit stop, where you can optimize your personal approach to your daily life, find more fulfillment, receive full support from your fellow solopreneurs, and boost your emotional intelligence. Recharge, refuel, and retool. As always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day. Rick, my friend.
Great stuff, Frankie. Thank you. So here are my final thoughts. When we take time to look in the mirror and ask the real questions, the ones that keep us aware, curious, patient, and kind, we can continually develop our own emotional intelligence. And this wonderful tool will serve us and those around us for a lifetime. Thank you for joining us this month on the Road Ahead Cafe. And if we've helped you feel a little better and you feel you'd like to pay it forward, ask yourself, who do I know who might also enjoy this podcast and community? Don't be shy. Share the good vibes. Looking forward to getting together with you again next month. And remember, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.